You're listening to SBS News.
Scrolling social media is a guilty pleasure that can quickly spiral into distraction, and people are certainly becoming more aware of it.
Definitely scrolling Instagram way too frequently, way more than I need to. It's in the back of my mind, but I'm not super conscious about it.
You just lose focus for even a second. You know, you just go in there, just like a doom scroll, you know, start doom scrolling for like an hour or something. So you just feel unproductive after that. That's it.
It's a new age challenge with an impact that's yet to be fully understood. Dr. Alexandra Gaylard of Swinburne University says her research sought to explore the effects of screen time on the brain.
The main takeaway is that our research really showed that time spent on social media may be a waste of resources for the brain and can lead to decreased focus and increases in stress.
The research has found 18 to 25-year-olds exposed to phone screens for just 3 minutes experience changes in mood, energy, tension, focus, and happiness. The pilot study of 27 people compared responses to gaming, television, and social media on these devices. Dr. Gaylard says this tracked brain activity by using small electrodes that monitor oxygen levels.
And with social media, there was the biggest increase in blood flow to those regions, but it doesn't actually get used.
The findings indicate even short periods of screen time can have measurable effects. But Professor Michael Dejuani of Queensland University of Technology says the full impact on young people is a nuanced and evolving field of research.
We need to think about how social media may have negative impacts on young people. But when it comes to learning, we can't just have a kind of generalised view and say that social media is negative for learning, because we know that young people are actually using it to learn.
From December the 10th, a federal government ban on under-16s accessing social media takes effect. Associate Professor Suzanne Schweizer of UNSW Sydney says its important efforts continue to better understand the impact of social media.
Because young people spend so much time interacting online, we need to know, does it actually influence their brain development? And if so, again, how? So those are the reasons why I think it's really important that we invest more in experimental research in this space.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.